Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's ditch.
Okay, I'm going to turn this down because I want you to hear what I have to play for you this morning. Y'all, this is the band of the Welsh Guards performing the Jurassic Park theme during the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace in honor of Sam Neill. Just breaks my heart. Sam Neill passed away this week. He had cancer, a form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, several years ago, but they discovered he had pneumonia just a few days before he passed away. So rest in peace, Sam Neill. Love this. That's so awesome. Speaking of awesome, Toto, The Romantics, Christopher Cross, all touring together, and it kicks off, I believe, today in Bethel, New York. Tom Holland admitted during his recent appearance on The Tonight Show that soccer star Erling Haaland ignored his message to hang out.
It's the truth. Did you DM Erling Haaland?
Yes. Yes. And I'll tell you what. That is exactly the type of humbling experience that is important for actors.
Yeah.
You know, I'll text him, I'll take him to dinner. Not even a response. Not an excuse. Not, I'm busy tonight, I'm playing football. Nada.
Nothing.
Yeah. Erling Haaland doesn't watch TV or movies, apparently. He had no idea who Tom Holland was. Just because they pronounced their last name the same way doesn't mean they'll be friends. Norway may have fallen short of the World Cup semifinals, but striker Erling Haaland left with a memorable keepsake. The soccer star was spotted carrying a $750 taxidermy raccoon off a plane in Oslo, and the quirky souvenir came from Wild Bill's Western Store in Dallas, Texas. It's a family-owned shop Haaland visited in early July. Just, there's a picture of him hugging this taxidermy raccoon. Oh, that's so Texas. Shania Twain revealed that although she was invited to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's July 3rd wedding, she had to miss it.
Taylor Swift invited me to her wedding, and I couldn't go because I was already committed to Harry's show. Oh, that would have been really lovely for me to be there. But I was with Harry.
She was with Harry Styles. Awkward. He has a residency in London. Netflix has greenlit a competition series based on the classic board game Monopoly set to premiere in 2027. 12 players will compete on a life-size game board for $2 million. Is this going to be like a three-hour show? Because that's how long it takes to play Monopoly. And check out the trailer for Mayday, a Cold War-era buddy comedy starring Ryan Reynolds as a fighter pilot caught behind enemy lines, also starring Kenneth Branagh as a former KGB agent. I think it's set in like 1987.
Good, you have not died.
Who are you? Why am I tied to the bed?
So that you would not move during the surgery.
What do you mean surgery?
In your leg, I repaired an artery. You screamed a lot, but that is my fault because I do not have proper anesthesia.
Okay, what is with all the American stuff?
This may shock you. I admire your country very much. Your democracy, your culture, and your films, and your food. I have never had McDonald's, but I suspect I would love it.
Is that right?
Good. It premieres September 4th on Apple TV. And Lenny Kravitz says he likes to work out in leather pants or jeans because that's what he wears on stage. He also trains to have a very narrow physique, like, quote, Spider-Man meets Bruce Lee. He has a 28-inch waist. I don't think we can be friends. Timothée Chalamet was starstruck when he met the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Yo, nice to meet you guys.
I'm starstruck.
Yeah, he said something else in there, but I had to bleep it. Anyway, all right, Timothée Chalamet. Okay, this is like the ultimate Hollywood dirt alert. A coalition of 12 state attorneys general led by California has filed suit in federal court to block Paramount's $111 billion acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery. The deal is quoted, the suit is quoted as saying it will snuff out competition, drive up prices, diminish content quality, and produce fewer movies and shows each year. Delays carry significant financial consequences for the merger because Warner Brothers shareholders are owed approximately $6.9 million a day if the merger isn't closed by September 30th. This could get expensive. It's a dirt alert for sure. Anyway, there you go. What can I say except...
What can I say except you're welcome?
You're welcome. That's right, Rock.